Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, what did you and the guys do on the off week last week?
You know what? We had three practices. I gave the guys Monday off. Then we went, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We just did small games Tuesday and Thursday, Schultz, and then we just kind of went up and down the sheet for about 45, 50 minutes on Friday, and actually had three great practices and just kind of re-energized and gave them the weekend off. And, you know, we knew we have a hectic week this week, playing Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Knowing the travel that you guys have been through in the first half of the season, how valuable was a weekend off?
You know, Schultz, I always like a weekend off. You know, you don't know how you're going to respond to it, but when you factor in our schedule this year and our travel and, where we've been the second half, I just think, again, it was probably time for a little break.
Football, to me, is the most routine sport that there is. Guys get in that routine. They have to abide by that routine. What is life like for a hockey player that gets out of routine?
Well, I think, again, they're used to that routine and they like that routine. There's no question about it, but... sometimes you get a little break clears the mind, Schultz, and I think that's what we're looking for.
Back to the North Star College Cup, playing that title game 2 years in a row. That means something, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, those are good teams, and I compare it to a regional. And you know, take a look at the venue, you take a look at the competition, you know, amongst the four teams. It's a big-time tournament. It's exciting for the fans. It's exciting for the players. It's exciting for the coaches. It's great for the state of Minnesota. So, no, it was a wonderful weekend for hockey. And, we wish we would have played better in the championship game. It's not necessarily winning the championship game. I wish we'd have played better and came out of the blocks a little better. But again, I think some of that has to do with how good St. Cloud is.
A lot's been written about the future of that tournament. When will those decisions be made?
Good question, Schultz. It's out of my hands. It's more in the administrator's hands, but I think it's something probably in the next month or two that they're going to have some dialogue, maybe even later spring, but they're going to have some dialogue with the XL Center, and I think we'll probably be making a decision, I would say, probably in the near future.
More with Tom Ceritori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori on a Minnesota Duluth. Tom, it seems like forever ago that we were here and didn't get to play a game. What's changed for you guys? What's changed for them since then?
Oh, who knows, Schultz? I mean, we're all different. We talked about it at the press conference yesterday as well. It's just, you know, we're different teams. Than we were obviously in October. You got to remember at that particular time, I think we only had 4 or 5 days of practice. And, we went and played hockey, and, we were fortunate enough to win the Saturday game in Bemidji, and the Friday game, we all know what happened down here, and that's why we're playing tonight. But who knows? Again, the bottom line is, we've scratched and clawed throughout the year, and so have they. I mean, we both have identical 11-11-5 records. How interesting is that? But it's always a fun game against Duluth. We have Babe the Blue Ox Trophy on the line, and it's a fun rivalry.
In your mind, what are the staples of Duluth hockey?
Speed. I mean, they just, again, great tempo, great pace, speed, and they got some guys who can really jump.
Special teams wise, what do they do that concerns you?
Well, again, the biggest thing is they've got some good players. I mean, the bottom line is they got good players on the power play and they got good players on the penalty kill. So they got some high end players, and you can mention Andy Walensky and Dom Toninato, Alex Iafallo, Austin Farley, Tony Cameronese, Carson Kuhlman, Jared Thomas. They got a lot of good hockey players, and those guys can make a lot of plays.
Every game is important in a 36-game schedule. The two this weekend, obviously, much more important. It doesn't change anything, though, as far as the giddy-up today, does it?
No, again, you don't even talk about the weekend. It's weird. You just worry about the task at hand, and you worry about the team you're playing during the present time, and we're worried about Duluth right now.
Everybody healthy?
Yep, we're pretty healthy right now, Schultz, which is good.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.